What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I remember vividly, I was a senior in high school, and all of my friends were talking about where they were going to college. And they were talking about what sororities they were going to join. And I just remember shrinking in my seat, hoping that nobody would call my name. Because at the time I knew that I could not afford to go to a 4-year university. My father had lost his job. My mother was working 2 jobs. And I've got several siblings. And we were just doing good to... make ends meet. You know, that's life for a lot of families. And so I knew that I was not going to be able to do those things that my classmates were doing. And so I just did not participate in the conversation. I stayed in the background and I listened and hoped that one day I'd have that opportunity. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to go and get, some student loans. I'm going to use my credit card. Yeah. 18 years old with a credit card. Mm-hmm, not a good idea. And I'm going to go over here to, University of Houston, and I'm going to go and get this journalism degree, a journalism degree that, at 51 years old, I'm still paying for. Had to do it all over again. I don't know if I would have made that kind of financial investment. Nobody talked to me about the interest rates. Nobody talked to me about loan forgiveness. Nobody talked to me about what I would be making when I came out of college and how I wouldn't be able to afford to pay this loan back and what that would do to my credit, what that would do to my financial future. A degree that I got 30 years ago, I'm still paying for it. And if you ask me, it's not reaping the dividends. So when people come to me and say, well, where's Andrew going to college? You know, what fraternities is he going to join? You know, is he going out of state? You know, well, spring break just happened, right? And we were down in Houston living our best lives. We went to the rodeo. We were hanging out in our RV. We visited family. We ate real good at the turkey leg hut. We had some trio burgers. And they said, well, why didn't you use spring break to take Andrew around so he could see what college or university that he wanted to attend? And I said, honey, we're going to use spring break to break because we already know where Andrew is going. Andrew is going over to Doherty Family College. It's a part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a program that offers a 2-year degree. And let me just tell you why Andrew's going there. Andrew's going there because it's smaller class sizes. And a lot of people say that, but it really is. And it's affordable. Books and laptops, food and bus fare are included. And I was like, okay, this is like a crackhead dream. This is a pipe dream. This is not true. Somebody slipped me a Mickey, gave me a drug. I just don't believe that. Yes, it is. We took a tour. We fell in love with the campus. We fell in love with the kids who were there. We had lunch. And I was like, okay, so bus fare, laptops, books, meals were all free. And you got smaller class sizes and they got access to the dean and it's a 2-year program. And you know, I was talking to some other parents who have kids there, and they're not spending more than, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a semester, less than that. And most of that is on clothes. So I said, you know what? I'm going to invite Dr. Buffy Smith. She is in charge over. She's the boss lady at Doherty Family College. And she is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Buffy, you have an event coming up. You know, when Andrew and I took a tour over there, we called you. We made an appointment. There was nobody there. We walked around and did our thing. But you have a big event coming up on Thursday. This Thursday coming up, May 11th, and I want you to tell us about it because it's a block party, it's an open house. If there are parents and teachers and counselors and even students who are listening to this show right now, and they don't want to spend a heck of a whole lot of money on college, but they want to get that college experience, they want to get their two-year degree so they can go out into the workforce or stay at the University of St. Thomas and go and get that four-year degree. They can do that at Doherty Family College.
Yes, they can. Ms. Yoletta, I want to first say thank you for allowing me this opportunity to talk about Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas, our block party. But I also have to say, ma'am, I do think your degree in journalism has paid off, and you are a significant legend in our community, and you do so much. So I thank you. Thank you for all that you do, ma'am. So at Doherty Family College, yes, we're affordable. Most of our scholars pay a little over $1,000 a year, and that's after they complete their FAFSA. Our classes, they are small, but most importantly, they have that faculty and staff mentor who will spend a time with our scholars to make sure that we're understanding what are some of the challenges that they are facing in life and how we can provide additional support. Our curriculum is culturally responsive. That means we see our scholars not only as consumers of knowledge, but also as producers of knowledge. So we are in partnership with them, and we make sure our curriculum reflects our diverse population. We have over 95% of our scholars that come from BIPOC communities. Over 80% will identify as being the first person in their family to go to college, and over 80% will identify as being Pell eligible. So we make sure we create a sort of family or Ohana learning experience for them so they can thrive. And that's really important when you're working with young people, to not just tell them that they can go to college, but to actually remove the financial, academic, and social barriers so they actually can thrive in college and graduate.
It's amazing because those are all the things that keep us from getting that secondary education. You know, public school, high school, junior high school, elementary school is, you know, we pay with our tax dollars, but, you know, you don't have to worry about the student loans. You don't have to worry about not having enough money to feed your family so you can put your kid through school. And you know, it's overwhelming for some parents, you know, trying to make ends meet. How am I going to provide, you know, education after high school for my children? And Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas has erased that financial barrier. And people are wondering, you know, because I was wondering, too, how does this work? How is it that, you know, we can, you know, our kids can enroll and we can pay $1,000 a year for their education, and you know, and all these things are included, and they're close to home, so they can still work. You know, a lot of kids, they're working, and that contributes to the household, and so that, you know, other financial barrier is not erased. Talk to us about that.
Yes, so we benefit greatly from our community partners. So every scholar gets a Doherty Family College scholarship. And so that helps offset sort of their tuition expenses and all of the wraparound support services you just named in terms of two meals a day, free laptop, free textbooks, and a Metro Pass. But scholars are still paying, of course. They'll use their Pell Grant, their state grant, to pay for the tuition as well. So based on their FAFSA application, that expected family contribution, if that is zero, if that is zero for a family, that is the family that will pay a little over $1,000.
But that is amazing. That is amazing. And you say you look at what now?
If you look at the overall average of that our scholars pay compared to traditional community colleges, we are still lower than the traditional community colleges for most of our scholars.
And the thing about the traditional community college, I have to say as well, is not just the price, because, you know, we were looking at that as well, is when you start adding in, y'all got books and meals and, you know, laptops included, plus a bus pass. You know, for me as a parent, when I'm thinking about, I still got three other kids to raise. I got a mortgage. I'm a divorced woman. I can only count on my income. I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. And if all hell breaks loose in my household, I don't have to pull my child out of school. And, you know, so many of us, myself included, you know, we were hungry college kids. You know, a lot of us, you know, we're eating off our friend's meal card or, you know, Top Ramen. And y'all got really good meals over there. Plus, you know, if something happens, we can still pull it together. And make it happen for our kids. You know, it's not financially impossible. Now, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but I want to talk more about the open house, the block party at Doherty Family College. It is Thursday. It is midday. You can take tours. You can get information. Dr. Buffy and her team will be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have Andrew, some of his friends are coming who had never heard of Doherty Family College. So you all do not want to go anywhere. Stick around. We've got more about Doherty Family College on The Shaletta Show. It is 12:21. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We are continuing our conversation with Dr. Buffy Smith. She is in charge over at Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. They are having a big block party. They are inviting the entire community to come on out and be a part of this event this Thursday afternoon, over your lunch hour, over the lunch break. If you've got kids in this community and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get them to college, you're trying to figure out how you're going to do this and still live and still pay your mortgage. If you know that they would get swallowed up in a four-year institution away from home and wind up coming back here and wasting all your money, you want to get on over to Doherty. I know that for spring break, I was telling you all in the last break, we went on break. We enjoyed ourselves. We weren't crisscrossing the country looking at 15 different colleges so Andrew could pick one. We know he's going over to Doherty because they have small class sizes. They'll give him the love and the nurturing that he needs. There's a reason family is in the name of the college, and it's at the University of St. Thomas. So if he wants to go on to get a four-year degree, he can do it right there. If he wants to come out with his two-year degree and begin working and being a productive member of society, he can do that as well. So, Dr. Buffy, you know, when I was talking to some parents and some students about Doherty, they were unfamiliar with it. So I want you to talk to folks and reintroduce them to the college and how it is connected to the University of St. Thomas.
Yes, ma'am. So Doherty Family College is the two-year college of the University of St. Thomas. So we are one of eight colleges at the University of St. Thomas. Once our scholars are admitted at Doherty Family College, they are a Tommy. So they have all of the privileges and opportunities as attending St. Thomas campus on the four-year program. And in fact, it's just a 20-minute shuttle from the Minneapolis campus to the St. Paul campus. So we are one university, one college. Doherty Family College was designed specifically to address and eliminate the educational attainment gap in our state. And we're doing that. We're making great progress. And so when I tell the community that we have the highest two-year graduation rate in the nation, and I say we have 77% of our graduates are currently enrolled in a bachelor's degree program or have already earned their bachelor's degree, and then I tell them that last year, 92% of our scholars graduated with zero student loan debt, usually I get the response, that is too good to be true.
That's what I said. Yeah, but no, because I said, you a doggone lie. That's what I said. That's what I said. Too good to be true. It must be somebody else. I said, you a doggone lie.
But you know we're true because you've come. Andrew's come to campus. And that's why we're having the block party, because we want more members of our community to see and hear from our faculty, our staff, our current scholars, our graduates. and hear about the experience they get at Dougherty Family College and what they have an opportunity to do after they graduate from Dougherty Family College. Like I said, the majority of our scholars do continue on at St. Thomas, but they also go on to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, Augsburg, Concordia, St. Paul, Metro State. They can go anywhere with their degree, and they get a paid internship experience. And some of our scholars who have graduated with their bachelor's degree are now working in companies like U.S. Bank, Target, their St. Paul school teachers. So we're making a difference in the lives of our scholars, their families, and the communities they represent. We just want to get the word out there that there's room. There's still room for the smart Andrews in our community. And
right.
We want to make sure that we continue to have that pathway open for our scholars.
And I want to make sure everybody knows, write this down, because we have a lot of teachers. We have a lot of counselors. We have a lot of principals, educators, parents who listen to this show. In addition to parents and grandparents, Dougherty Family College block party takes place on Thursday. That's this Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of St. Thomas, Minneapolis campus. It's right off 10th Street South and LaSalle. Parking is available at off-street meter parking lots. There's parking garages nearby or on the premises. And it's at the Terrence Murphy Hall Atrium and in the courtyard. And it's going to be almost 70 degrees and beautiful that day. So meet me there. Dr. Buffy will be there. We'll be making sure that they get tours. What else are folks going to be able to do on Thursday from 11 to 1 at the college, Dr. Buffy?
They're going to get the full DFC experience. So they're going to understand why our scholars love coming to our college. So certainly we're going to have some food, some games. They'll get the admission tours. And then you'll just get to know our faculty and our staff and our current scholars and our graduates. So it's going to be a fun experience, and I hope to see everyone there.
And now, if folks want to sign up, they want to be a part, they want to get more information once we get off the air, is there somewhere that they can go to get those details?
Absolutely. If they go to dfc.stthomas.edu, that's dfc@stthomas.edu.
Okay, and all the information is there. I'm clicking on it. It's big. It's purple. You can't miss it. Dr. Buffy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you,
know, you are more than just the dean. You are more than just the lady in charge over there. You really care about those students. I know that when I visited, and I've been a couple of times just to make sure that first time wasn't a fluke. When I visited a couple of times, I saw how these kids relate to you and how your scholars and the students, they were talking to me about how they thought they'd never be able to go to college, and they appreciate the small class sizes, and they've made friends that they will have for a very long time. But also they look to you as almost like a mother figure in leadership. And I don't know about anybody else listening, but I don't remember having that kind of relationship with my dean. I can't even tell you who my dean was. The dean had never, unless I was in some trouble, I didn't get called to nobody's office. But you have a real relationship with these kids to the point where they were coming to you and telling you about grades and some things that they were celebrating. It was like you were their first go-to person. So you're like dean, counselor, mom, a friend. You're doing it all over there. And I think as a parent, for me, that's what sold it for me, that it's like a family. And you're like, the mother figure, and you are the comforter and the nurturer for these kids. And I don't want to just leave my child to the wild at a 4-year university where he's never going to know or remember any of his teachers. I want him to be somewhere where he's got somebody he can count on and call on. Because, at this age, they're not calling on me, but somebody that I could trust who is going to give him wise counsel and look after him and tell him when he's wrong and celebrate him when he's right. I appreciate the reduced rates and stuff, but more than anything, for me, that's what sold it, is how you love on these kids.
Thank you, Ms. Letta, for saying that. And I do love our scholars, and they are all of our children. So of course I'm going to love on them. The community that loved me, I want to just give back. So I love our scholars. And I would certainly always take care of each of our scholars, because that's what we do as a community.
Yeah, I mean, when they say it takes a village, you are definitely a part of the village for all of the students in attendance at Doherty Family College. So, y'all, block party Thursday, 11 to 1 at the University of St. Thomas Minneapolis campus, Terrence Murphy Hall Atrium, 10th Street South and LaSalle Avenue. You want to be there, say hey to Dr. Buffy. I'll be there for a little while. I'm going to eat up some of their food, and I'm going to run to get the kids from school. But I will be there for a while with my child and some other kids that he knows, just introducing them to Doherty Family College. Dr. Buffy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, ma'am.
And you all do not, God bless you too. And y'all don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up. I'm telling you, we're going to talk about them royals. I'm going to talk about, I saw Prince Harry there. Where was Meghan? Was she invited or not? We're going to dig into that coming up next.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
He'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.